we leave off?
We didn't hear anything, so just call up.
Okay. Okay, so we have like this. We have the Mahalach of. He says like this. It says in that Kolaba Alisha Zaina, the Saif Mevakish Lachem. So Isha Zaina will bring poverty. He says over here, and never says a pasuk in Mishlei that a Roya Zaina is going to be Chasalechem. So what he gives it a hasbara here. Kolaba Isha Zaina le Saif Mevakish Lachem, Kika Lechem Veina Moitzi. Piris Zehu, Ki Chasa Parnasa. Sha Parnasu Hefech Aznus. Because Parnas is Kdoshal Yainal Koil, Vidovaz a Mevua Perk Arvi Psochim, Shomasham Gdoila Parnasim in Agula, the Begul Ilu Begula Ksiva Malhagol, Oisu Parnas Kim Roisimoidi. So in Gula it says the Malhagol, and Parnas says a Lokim Roy Oisi, which so one needs a Malach only, and one needs a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Well, the Kachoma Kalabali Shazona Seifakesh Kikalacham in a Moitzi. So let's start with the first nekuda. The first nekuda is some sort of definition of what parnasa is, and why parnasa is so chashuv and so great. Parnasa is something which it Chazal say is one of the mafteichos. One of the Yom says one of the mafteichos that Hashem didn't give over. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave over mafteches of all mafteches, but not geshem, not chaya, and woman yom says parnasa also. So what is it? In other words, the Chazal are making it clear that parnasa requires a higher darga, ki'ilu HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, as opposed to some sort of shliach or some sort of other agent. That's really what Chazal is saying. And we need to understand what is it about parnasa as opposed to gesham and so on. So the we always identify Kadosh Baruch Hu in terms of the shorish of the shorish. So lamash, when we speak about Briyas HaOlam, so we talk about Kadosh Baruch Hu is the one who is buried Olam. And from that point onwards, Teva takes over. It's all Ratzon Hashem, but there's a Mahalach of Teva. There's no Mahalach of Teva from Yesh Ma'ayin, but there's a Mahalach of Teva from within the Yesh, and so on. So any activity that we can identify as being part and parcel of the Bria, we can say that is a malach tika type of mahalach. Something beyond the bria, that's something that is HaKadosh Baruch Hu kaviyach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu atzmo, however you want to call it. Now, the parnasa itself is the ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the hemshech hakiyum. Anything that is life, cannot remain in existence because it was in a certain way. A rock, if you don't bother it much, will stay a rock because that's all a rock needs. So a rock needs a bria, and its kiyum is by inertia. Adam is, chai is very different. And even though there is an ecology of, the birds feed off the mosquitoes, the cats feed on the birds, and so on and so forth, but at the end of the day, Parnas itself, since it's the ongoing chiyus of Adam, it also belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu rather than to Adam. So when speaking about Parnasa, we're speaking about the element of ongoing chiyus in Chai, as opposed to as opposed to other ongoing process. Now, since yes, yeah,
you say the same thing about issues. Isn't that the same idea?
What do you mean? In what way?
It's also a rotzon of Kodesh Baruch Hu Hemshech Hakiyum. There's a tzad there.
Correct. So that thing says that Chaya, in other words, kids, is also Bidei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Those are one of the three keys. It's something because that's very clear, because you're creating a new being and so on. That's a very understandable. But the ongoing basic element that we would call Parnasa, which is sort of the ongoing Hemshech of Kav of Chiyus, that's something that is the Chiddush is that's also HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So there are many items, elements we don't identify with Parnasa, which would mean the Etzem Kiyum Achiyus, but this we do identify. So Parnasa is also...
I'm saying like a man's beer, as opposed to animals' Kiyum Amin is completely different, right?
Right.
Even though physically there's some Tzad HaShava, but the beer of Adam and the mating of an animal is not the same. There's also Tzad Eloiki in that.
Correct. I mean, the very simple fact is you have to be Mamshach and Neshama. So there's certainly over there. There's certainly you need a third partner, a Kadosh Baruch Hu, to be Mamshach Neshama. So that definitely includes in itself that element. But the Chiddush is even something mundane, where we think that, you know, it's plowing the field and so on and so forth, is something which is part of this world activities. But in so much as there's the element of basic parnasa of kiyumam adam kiyumachius, that comes from Akam. So the Kadosh Baruch Hu's amalach is goelosi. So even though Geula is a very important inyan, but since Geula relates to taking you back to a previous matzav, it has a certain element of, you know, it was one way, it changed, and now I'm going back to the old way, it doesn't require that. That is the reason where Parnasa differs. Now, if Parnasa comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it has to be seen as such, so in Tefillah, obviously, you know, that's Shaykh directed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but there's another aspect with which it's identified with, and that is you need to keep the alignment straight. You need to keep the Hamshacha from HaKadosh Baruch Hu straight, your Metzias has to be, so to speak, Yasher, and B'meila, there's a Hamshach. If we can visualize it, sort of map it out graphically, if you're trying to draw water from a pipe or reservoir to some other place, it's very important that the pipeline be straight. And if the pipeline is crooked, it stops it. If it's kinked or it's crooked, it can stop it. So here also, when a person is mamshich, something from a dover elyon, then the person needs tafka that there should be a yasher dik hemshich, and not any akmumias. The Maral speaks in Gvuras about Yosef HaTzadik. Yosef HaTzadik, it says, was the Mefarnes in Mitzrayim, and Kiyadua Yosef HaTzadik was the was very big in Ketusha. He was the Hefech of Reya Zaynes. Adrab, it says in the Lashon Chazal, is, do you want, you know, when he was thinking of sinning with Potiphar, do you want to be called a Reya Zaynes? So let's understand a little bit more in this Nekuda here also. The when a person is a in the world of what's the right word for it? In the world of Zivug and Perivirivya. So like you mentioned before, there is a Hamshacha of Chiyus from what was to what will be. So me as a father, I take the collective legacy of my, you know, forefathers, and I am mamshichit to my progeny. That is the mahalach of Hailada. Now, the way in which that could possibly become how does that become crooked? So, Lamashal, imagine that I'm not being mamshechit to the next door, but I happen to see someone on the side who catches my eye and I wander off. In other words, when I the Chazal speak a lot about Ishak Sheira and Yuchsin and you know, and Shechina Zol Nesheira by Mishrosim Yuchosais, on and on and on. What it means is as follows. We're not talking about whether it's prestigious yichus or not prestigious yichus and so on. What we're talking, I mean, over there it means, you know, if she's if I'm allowed to get married to her, if she's bas talmid chacham and things of that nature. What it means is I have a pikadon to be mamshich. To be mamshich appropriately, I need that the next step should be in line with the previous steps. The hemshich should be suitable for what was. So normally, if I was just using seichel to get to where das, whatever you want to call it, I would make the appropriate next step, and I would go, you know, and I would take it to the next step that it needs to be taken to. That's appropriate fit. If I don't do that, then what I'm doing in effect is. So what happened? Instead of going straight, something on the side caught my eye. This person, the Etzem, is a will take it astray. It's going to lead the Zera into a different direction, into a direction that is at an angle. It's not where it should be mamshich. And b'meila, I take it astray. So any type of znus means to stray, it strays in that point, because betzem hoylada should be a hemshich, and the hemshich should be a direct line from the shoresh to the hemshich, and when instead I sort of let it stray, that's what I've done in effect. I've allowed it to stray away. So now the hemshich in terms of if parnasa. Also is affected by it. There's a mida keneged mida, that just like the chelik that you're able to be mamshich, you weren't mamshich it, but you sort of twisted, you were led astray and strayed off. So here also there's going to be a that's what's going to happen. You're sort of straying away. So he says the. In other words, parnasa is when it says kosher, when we're talking about a kodesh baruch who's what's difficult, what's not difficult. I mean, it's obviously absurd that the difficulty lays in the amount of physical strain that's required. That's obviously silly. What we're talking about is the level of nes. How far up does it, from what darga up does it is it required to come from? So Kriyas Yamsuf is very far up. Kol ze mora madregas parnasa kvar mano in aznus shu asar min abracha. Shabrochu kava yasha, vaze yove loshen znus bechol makim, vizonach elehehem, liznes acha moilach, vinoses nosechem chen harbe, pirshoshen znus shu sormen a yesha royal, lefikach lusoif yachsa parnasa, ki parnasas ha odom is sudom and Hashem is baruch adea yesha. So Meli says, since znus is something that strays from yesha, this is. Going to affect the parnasa. I guess in a drop deeper, he says that bracha is the kava yosher. It's by definition. These are one of the things that define itself in essence like this. If I were to ask you, how do you define a straight line? So let's take. A way in which they measured a straight line when they used to build a plumb line. So they would take a rack, tie it to a string of sort, drop it from the top of the building wherever they were building, and that line would fall along a straight line. So that means the path of flow, the shortest, most likely path of flow defines the straight. The shortest path. So that means that if you were to spill out a bottle of water, it would flow along that line, because straight, shortest, flow are all the same thing, just different ways. So when I spill out water, it takes the path of least resistance. It will go in a straight line unless the crooked line is needs less energy to make it happen. But it's the straight line that determines the path of flow. The straight line is almost defines the flow. So bracha comes from that midah. That's where the flow from HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes. And when a person perverts it, it's perverted. V'dovaze yuvan al pi sisrei chachma ke'alev hu mefaynes ha'adam v'be'emtza guf en esoy minu v'asmol. If we're to look for a sample of something that is parallel to Parnassa, that would be the heart. Let's think about it. The body needs a constant flow of nourishment that's coming from the heart. The heart pushes a shefa to go down. That's a flow, and it's going to keep going down around the body. And it is the middle of the guf, not moving, not going from, not going right or left. It's straight. It's sort of in the middle, even though there's a slight nitiya to the left. But al kapanim, it's in the bemtza guf. The lekak mishabala zayna shuasson timena yosho seifiv akshik alechem v'lo yimatzei. I want to go a second to the in a soli minva small by that. The Maral says this in many places, that by definition, the only line that can continue forever is the line of what's the right word for it? Is the line of Yasher. Anything that goes to a katze comes to an end, because it's a dead end, because it never is meant to become a destination in its own right. There can't be any hemshech of things off into a side thing, because there never was a direction that way. So for instance, a person can have a happy marriage and a lasting marriage, but a person cannot have a happy and enduring extramarital affair. I mean, he can enjoy it at some period, but it doesn't have permanence in a sense of the word. It doesn't have hemshech, because by its nature it's not like that. By nature, the most of it is what I like now. You know, it's the only mechayev, the only thing that keeps it together is the here and the now. So even if the person has an affair and it lasts 50 years, it didn't last 50 years. For 50 years, he liked it. That's fine. But there was no commitment to it. There wasn't anything that said, this is here in order to keep. So if it kept, it kept. But there's no commitment. It's amazing. I'm always kind of astounded by it. In America today, getting married is not terribly popular. Most people just move in Shalom Yisrael. People can move in and stay there for years, for decades. And a lot of them, the day they get married, they get divorced a year later, whatever it is. And the reason is because they're shayach to the olam of znus, but not to the olam of nesun, of isha. The olam of znus says, if it is comfortable now, so it's comfortable now. It defines itself. That can be comfortable for many decades. It doesn't. It etzem is not requiring a commitment for marriage. Ishus requires that I see this as being mamshech. I need to see it now as something that I want to do forever. It's something that I need to be mamshech the relationship, and need mamshech doiris. Those are all things that are be etzem in the definition of it. So Ishus is be'etzem something which is for the kav that's yasher. It is hemshich. It's meant to be hemshich. That's what we mean when we say we're getting married. When we say getting married, we're not defining a matziv now. We're defining a matziv that will be. We're defining some sort of matziv that it goes on. Hello.
Sorry, we lost
Alan too. Yeah. Just, okay. No. It seems to be terribly at work today. Okay. Who's the other one on?
Marriage is about the commitment.
Yes. Sorry. I think the Skype is not a terribly committed type of player. Al Kopanim. So anything which goes out from the Yosher is not, that's called Znus. And if you think about it, in many other areas, Avodah Zorah is called Znus. Ashatem Zonim Achrehem, it means, it's the same thing. What defines HaKadosh Baruch Hu is from beginning till end. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Shirish and the Hemshech and the Seif Pasik, or the Ein Seif Pasik. Anytime a person strays, it means he's looking at the now. In terms of Avodah Zorah, he's kind of looking at a piece of the puzzle. He's looking at something, and he's not looking at the whole thing. And that's where the person is chasa. Okay. Kach mishabal azeinu shasayin timan yesh asayfi vakshkir lechem lo yimotzei. There's another piece over here, I guess a lot more practical, which the Maharal doesn't talk about it, but I think it's important to talk about. When we ask a person, what is the most important thing for you? The answer, l'chura, is survival. In other words, health is the most important thing. So anything that we call a necessity for life is something that takes precedence in a person's search. So I need medical attention, that's the first thing. I need parnasa, I need a healthy lifestyle. All the things that make a person survive, that takes first dibs in any type of enterprise, and that seems to be very logical to us, and we talk about it all the time. When the Torah demands, the Torah says about mitzvahs v'chai b'hem, that chayim comes first, except for three big averes, which are an akira, total akira person's chiyas, then okay. But other than that, that's the zekal adam. However, there is a the koyach hataiva allows a person to pursue something at the price of his chiyas. So a person sits and eats and eats and eats and eats, and it's not healthy. It's not giving him life anymore. It's giving him death, but the person does it anyway because that's koach hataiva. The koach hataiva has in itself an ability to override that as well. So a person, it's true about any type of addiction that a person gets into. Even though a person will do many things in order to survive, but when he gets addicted to some sort of pleasure, the person is doing that even at the price of it cutting a survival, person not surviving. And you see it in Kika Lechem. He says L'chura Kika Lechem is something that a person will give everything that he has for it. And that makes a lot of sense because I need this to live on. A person who's roya zaynus, or he's bo alisha zayna, that's a koyach. He will spend all of his money for his taivis, even to the point where he doesn't have a kik alechem. It's incredible. I once read a long time ago that they did lab experiments, and they had they had a mice, rats, that they taught how to pedal a little thing, and they attached electrodes to his brain until it was able to, they got to the pleasure center in the brain. So which means that every time there was a stimulus to the brain, they felt a very strong sense of pleasure. And this was activated by their pedaling. So they would pedal away the rats until they dropped dead. And they needed nothing but just that constant stimulation. I guess it's a good way to get rid of rats, but you just have to outfit each one with a little bicycle and electrodes. But the point is, taiva is something that overrides a person's rotzefachius. It's incredible. So when a person is runs eftisha zayna, he internally, he will not even go to the effort of having to of having the atlechem for himself. Okay, I need to hold you. I'm going away tonight. Any questions? Anything? Any points? Okay. So.
Thanks,
what?
Thanks, Rabbi.
Okay, so next week I don't think I'm on. I don't think I'll be here next week. I have to leave next week again, so I don't think so. And in 2 weeks, I think I have to check the calendar. I'm not sure what the date is. 2 weeks. If it's before the 12th, I'll be there. The 13th, I'm going to touch Israel. So I think in 2 weeks we are on. Bez Hashem. Okay.
Thanks.
Good. Call to the Shabbos. Bye.